Okay, now we're going to go line through line, and I'm going to point out a few interesting words and then remind you of a few pronunciation details. So in the first line, we have venka. Ka is another way of saying aquí, here. And then you have shodo, which is a really interesting word, and it refers to a relationship, if you like, and by extension to the person that you're in a relationship with. It's often used for your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, but it can also be used for anyone with whom there is a close, affectionate link, your grandmother, for example. Second line, we have agahajin. So agahadu would be the basic adjective, meaning really closely hugged together. And in the third line, we have hemishe. So literally, it means to stir, humue. But here, when we use it in the context of dance, it's kind of the idea of bouger or shake the body. It's not related to a specific movement. It's just this idea of moving. And we scroll down a little bit more, and when we hit the chorus, we have the word namora, which is also in the title of the song, right? And this is a very specific concept that we find in Portuguese. And it's the idea of, it's a verb for being in a relationship. So the closest in English would be to be going out with someone, sortir avec quelqu'un, to be with someone, simply. But in Portuguese, they have a verb for that. And that verb is namorar. Moving on a little bit more, there is hemisher again. Then we have cheirinho. Cheiro is a smell, and cheirinho is a cute little smell. And voila. In terms of the pronunciation, I'm going to remind you that whenever there's an accent on the top, so an accent going from the left down to the right up, we put the accent on that word, on that syllable. So we have xodó, forró, você. The circumflex, the hat accent, counts as well. Lábios. And then you have in multiple words the cedilha, the little line underneath the C, which makes it a soft C. So it's not dançar, but dançar.